This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. If you like, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
Conan, welcome back to the airwaves.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while.
Has it been a year?
It's probably
half a year at least, right?
It's probably been longer than half a year.
So welcome back. Good to have you back here. Johnson's going to be joining us. He's running a little bit late, so we'll see him here in just a moment. Coming up, you wanted to talk, of all things, about the Mayan calendar. The whole end-of-the-world thing that was supposed to happen in 2012.
Or maybe it did happen.
That's what I want to hear about coming up here in a little bit. Plus, a Montreal law firm is now suing the company that makes the popular video game Fortnite. And they're saying that, it's an addictive game, so therefore they should have to pay.
That's why people play it.
Now they're saying they should have to pay the people who are playing it or something because of Fortnite addiction. We'll get into that story as well. But in the international headlines tonight, there's the purported brink of a Brexit deal. This may be happening soon.
It has been on the brink of maybe happening for 2 years.
Actually, I checked it, Conan. We were wrong. It's actually been 3 years since they first voted for this thing. According to Wikipedia, it was in June of 2016 when 51.9% of participating voters voted to leave the European Union. So more than 3 years ago. To this day, that's like three and a third of a year.
Now, this would have taken place at least that year. I'm thinking even a month after the initial voting, if the Brits, in fact, had firearms.
Well, they've got firearms. They've got a military or whatever.
Not their military, their people.
Well, how do you think that having guns would help move along a political process?
Because the politicians want to get reelected, and they don't want upset am I saying that word right? They don't want crazy people with pitchforks and torches,
yeah.
which they do have, but no, not enough. Firearms work. And this is and the same exact thing is happening in France right now with the yellow vests, which, by the way, I don't think any Americans know anything about. Well, they've been protesting for damn near half a year now.
Yeah, we talked about it.
And now you've got the new Hong Kong thing. They got karate kicks. I don't know if you saw that video,
by the way. I saw some cop got kicked or whatever. I didn't see video of it, but I heard
about it. You got Bruce Lee, but what was the Mortal Kombat?
Flying kick.
Yeah,
right?
It was a flying kick. It was pretty awesome.
And so this video.
And the guy was half the size of him, too. So they got kicks, but they don't have weapons. And that's how these people, these governments, can get away with, you know what, we'll have a re-vote. Oh, you know what, we've got to vote on how we're going to get out.
Well, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it's not a bad thing for people to have weapons. There's no doubt about that. But there's plenty of weapons in the United States, Conan, and it's not like the government here moves quickly on anything.
Yeah, but the people haven't gotten to the point where they want to exit something. Wait till that happens. Let's wait till California actually does what they want to do.
Well, right? They don't have any weapons in California.
Well, yeah, right, good point. So there's a problem there. All right, wait till New Hampshire wants to venture off and become good buddies with Canada and leave Massachusetts and New York in the dust.
Well, it can't happen soon enough as far as I'm concerned. I think most of our hosts on this show support secession, support any state, California, New Hampshire, Vermont, wherever it is, Hawaii. Anybody who wants to leave the United States should be able to do so, and they should be able to do it peacefully. I just don't know, Conan, if, 51.6%, I mean, it's not an overwhelming majority. It's a majority.
It's a lot more than who were supporting the American Revolution. A third of the population, a third wanted to stay, and the third were we don't know what we want, which is kind of what we have right now. That's a whole hell of a lot more than the third.
But look, I mean, voting for something isn't the same thing as really being a supporter, is it? Because when you go out and you vote for some political candidate, most of the time you don't support that candidate, right? Because, I mean, most of the time, with the exception of here in New Hampshire, where we actually have libertarians on the ballot that are worth voting for, in most places you don't have a libertarian choice, or you don't have a decent libertarian choice. You get one lesser of the evils. You get a Republican, you get a Democrat. One of them is less bad than the other. You hold your nose and you vote for one of them. That doesn't mean you're a supporter of them. So I'm not saying the people who voted for this don't support it, but what I'm saying is they may not vehemently support it. They may not be the kind of, like, 51.9% of the people didn't go out into the streets to protest for this. That was probably 5% or less than that. So it's always going to be that motivated minority that makes a push for an idea or whatever progress, and then other people kind of come along for the ride. Oh yeah, it's leave the European Union. Sure, I'll vote for that.
Yeah,
but they're not going to go show up at their MP's door or member of parliament's door and start pounding on it.
It will come to that. It will come to that. And by the way, most people are NPCs. Who knows what
NPC stands for? Non-player character.
Who knows what they really believe? They don't. They just go along to get along.
Yeah.
Because it hurts to think sometimes. It hurts to rock the boat.
Right.
No one wants to be a boat rocker. No one wants to be seen as the guy who's always questioning things. They just want to get along to get along.
And it hurts to go against the grain, right?
Oh, yeah, it hurts a lot, which is why we do it.
Because you like pain?
Yeah, because we're masochists.
Yeah, right? That's not why I do it, but, it's just one of the... It just comes with the territory.
Yeah.
When you rock the boat, well, there's a chance somebody's going to target you.
Well, I'm thinking when it comes to Brexit... It wasn't like it is here in this. Well, actually, the 2016 election, a lot of people came out to vote for either one of the lesser of the two evils, Hillary or Trump. But usually, people don't come out to vote.
That's right.
As far as Brexit was concerned, they all voted.
Did they?
I don't know what the actual stats are, but I was pretty.
I'd be curious to see how many people actually turned out for that, because that is an interesting question. If you happen to know, you're welcome to share it with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're in the UK tonight, because where you are, it's actually tomorrow already. But if you're there and you're up late with us and you want to call and, give us your opinion, because odds are you know a heck of a lot more about this than we do. I mean, my knowledge of Brexit is basically that it happened, they voted for this thing, and we predicted on Free Talk Live that this was going to be a slow process.
Oh, yeah. The bureaucrats, they don't want to give up their power.
No. And they're going to drag their feet as long as they can. In this case, The Guardian has a fairly detailed report. I'm not going to get into all the details of this because for a lot of our listeners, it just won't mean much. There's always a lot of political personalities involved in this kind of crap, and I find politicians to be detestable. I don't like talking about them in the United States. I don't like name-dropping politicians, and I certainly am not going to do the same, not going to do that with the EU. But there is a draft text of an agreement that could be published on Wednesday, so tomorrow, if Downing Street gives the final green light, according to senior EU and British sources. It's understood that the negotiating teams have agreed in principle that there will be a customs border down the Irish Sea. A similar arrangement was rejected by Theresa May as a deal that no British prime minister could accept. So she's out. I remember hearing that.
Yep. The new Trump-looking guy is in.
Is this the Boris Johnson guy?
Looks like the kid from South Park with the.
He looks goofy.
With his finger in his nose.
No, he doesn't have it in this particular picture. But Johnson will still have to win over. Apparently, Boris Johnson will have to win over Parliament, including the Democratic Unionist Party and the hardline Tory Brexiters of the European Research Group. On the basis that under the deal, Northern Ireland will still legally be within the UK's customs territory. So this just sounds like a huge political morass. And, they're saying that a deal may be imminent, but imminent in political terms could mean weeks from now.
Yep.
So, hunker
years,
down, Britain.
Years from now.
Yeah, you'll be lucky if you're still alive when this thing finally shakes out. If you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, are we living in the post-Mayan calendar end of the world? That's what Conan's going to ask on the way here, and you can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. Plus, are you addicted to Fortnite? Well, if you live in Canada, you might be able to join a class action lawsuit. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855 450 free.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you call on those numbers. We were talking about this Brexit. Supposedly they're on the brink of a deal. Of course, it's been 3 years now, and, well, nothing has really happened. It's all been political wrangling, struggles between one side or the other, and honestly, I don't even know what all the different stakeholders and sides and such are. If you're in the UK and you want to give us a rundown as you understand it, feel free. There's a really detailed article here at The Guardian. I'll link to it on our social media. I don't want to get into all the ugly political fighting that's going on, but I think it's crystal clear that this is taking forever. There are political chairs that have already changed out. The prime minister is no longer who the prime minister was when this thing first started. So it's all very, you know, complex. It's unnecessarily complex. And Conan, you were suggesting earlier that if the people in Great Britain had guns, that this process wouldn't be as drawn out. You feel like that would... that they could then pressure their so-called representatives.
That's what they're for. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. And that's
well,
why
they're
it's,
for killing.
And that's why it's the Second Amendment. You got the First Amendment, and that's to try to convince our government to correct itself, correct its ways. And if that doesn't work, then you have the backup plan, which is the Second.
Well, I
and
mean,
they don't really...
They're for killing, Conan, is what they're for. They're for killing governments that are out of control. Right? Isn't that the idea?
And or acting as a deterrent. I mean, it's like a good wall. It's going to keep bad guys out.
Good neighbors have good fences.
Correct. And that's the same thing with a weapon. You don't necessarily have to use it. Just the fact that it's strapped on your hip might be deterrent enough.
Well, I mean, I've seen plenty of people at the State House in Concord with guns on their hip, and it hasn't made any, you know. I mean, it's not like the state reps are going to hurry up and do their business even faster.
Until we actually vote on something that is actually meaningful and not like just trying to protect our vapes.
I see what you're saying.
Preventing noodle heads from outlawing everything. Wait till the crash happens. Wait till all of them firemen and policemen and teachers aren't getting their checks.
Mm-hmm.
And Social Security as well. Wait till that falls to the floor. And the really hard decisions are going to be on the table, and none of this bull crap that we usually deal with.
I have to wonder what it is going to take. I mean, for the U.S. government to finally wear out its welcome with enough people in one state, because there have been these, you know, somewhat newsworthy movements, like Calexit was what one of them was called in California. There was the Texit people that wanted to leave. And they voted, like, what was there, 100,000 signatures on a petition that went to Obama back in 2012, and basically Obama came back and said,
nope.
Yeah, that was decided with the Civil War, suggesting that there was going to be violence if somebody tried to leave.
Right.
We don't know what Trump would do when faced with, or if faced with, the imminent leaving of...
He has too many supporters. It's not happening this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't
you're asking what it would take.
Soon.
It's going to take breadlines. It's going to take people
really?
Losing their savings. It's going to take, you know, all these pensioners not collecting. That's what it's going to take. Right now, we're still living. We're still living pretty cozy.
We're living large,
I mean, there's a lot of people complaining about the gender gap and all about racism in America and all this, which is all bullcrap, which, I mean, it is real.
Yeah.
But compared to what it was, it's non-existent. But no, this is all small potatoes. It's going to take pain and suffering. And the people are going to want real change.
Well, somebody on, we got like a local chat group here in the Keene area, and Johnson joining us. Welcome, Johnson.
Hey.
So somebody posted today, one of the local libertarian types in this group where we chat, Free New England, hashtag Freen, I guess as in like Keene, but with an F in front of it, or FR, and then hashtag six states own... On a nation? Oh, six states, one nation. I hate hashtags.
He doesn't want Massachusetts to be among that six, right?
I think they probably do.
Why?
So
Mordor?
Six states.
No, come on.
Look, it's not from one of our guys. It's something that he saw. So he was at one of those poster boards, you know, around town where they got, like, business cards posted up.
I might consider Vermont. I don't even know about Maine. But Vermont, at least they have guns over there.
Maine's got some guns, too.
And a lot of poor people.
Yeah. New England Independence Campaign is what it's called. So apparently there's a newish secessionist group in New England, and somebody.
Well, I like
group.
How all these ideas are on the table and they're options, but they're not really options. It's just someone is. You know, hey, what about this idea?
Well, that's where it has to start. I mean, somebody has to put an idea out there and see what kind of response it gets, see if it can engender some interest amongst people, and then take that idea to
Which is only really interesting to us. The only way to get these things accomplished is to get the normies on board, and the only way the normies are going to get on board is if pain and suffering is involved, and they're trying to get out of it. Breadlines. Serious.
You're probably right.
And it's going to suck.
You're probably right.
And me would buy. I'm adding a whole nother swath. I'm adding 300 square foot of garden for it'll be ready for next spring.
Okay.
I'm going to be first on the chopping block. They're going to have
They're
going to
come after you.
They're going to come after me. I'm going to be out there defending my stupid garden, not from rabbits, from hungry people.
You better learn how LED grow lights work so you can start farming indoors. You have a big basement.
Yeah, that's true.
It's full of stuff, too.
Well, once the breadlines hit, you can just throw that stuff out of the yard and let them take it.
Which would require an awful lot of energy, which we're probably not going to have because the lights are going to be off. So I need the sun.
Well, if we don't have any energy anymore, I'm probably getting out of New Hampshire because it's going to get cold, man. There's no oil left.
I actually think that, I've got lots of trees to burn. And that's why I like where I live. I got a whole forest right there. But I don't want to be where people are migrating. I think this is the best place to be.
You really think so? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone's going to be going south. And I think we're just far enough away from the big cities like Boston and all that. They'll eat each other alive before they get out of control and migrate over here. And they want to go to Concord and they want to go to some of the more urban places.
If I were going to be thinking about surviving in a place that doesn't have good access to sunlight, aka solar panels and batteries technology, if there was not going to be power and it was going to be a place like New Hampshire, I'd say you'd want to be real familiar with wood gasification.
Mm-hmm.
So not only just burning wood for fire purposes, but burning wood in such a fashion where you're turning it into fuel. Like liquid fuel, because that can be used to run engines and generators and all that.
I know that art, people are still doing it.
Oh, yeah, there are people.
They're more into biodiesel and stuff these days. But
you occasionally see the crazy person with a wood-burning stove on the back of their truck, and it's driving the truck, just belching out massive amounts of wood smoke. Yeah.
I've never seen that. That would be hilarious.
It's awesome when you see these trucks that are made with wood gasifier engines.
So if you want to talk about, what it's going to take for some state in the United States to secede, is it going to have to be breadlines like Conan is suggesting here? If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or if you know a thing or two about the Brexit deal, you want to fill us in and fill our audience in, maybe you're over in the UK, feel free to join us. Also, you can call easily if you're overseas or anywhere via the Discord server. You don't have to pay any long distance, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Conan says we might be living in basically the world that ended in 2012. We'll get into that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's bringing the troops home.
They're the greatest warriors in the world. They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The president speaking there as he welcomes the NHL champion St. Louis Blues to the White House. The president defended his decision to pull troops out of Syria. Now, that decision has been criticized by some Democrats and Republicans. With members of the House and Senate back to work on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says House Democrats are throwing fairness and precedent to the wind in their impeachment inquiry.
This is about the most consequential process the House of Representatives could possibly engage in, overruling American voters and nullifying an election.
McConnell also says his colleagues on the other side of the aisle are seeking to cancel out Donald Trump's presidency. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here, whether you want to talk about the British exit, the Brexit, from the European Union, or
Keen exit, or whatever he called it, the Freen.
Freen was what
it was. That's silly. Let's just call it Keen exit. Keen exit.
Well, no, it wasn't actually Keen specifically. It was some sort of signage that was put up, and it wasn't clear as to which restaurant or coffee
not,
shop.
And it's not Ridley who did this.
Maybe it was Ridley. I don't know. I wouldn't think Ridley would be promoting six states seating together.
I think he just
though.
Wants New Hampshire, which I am in agreement with.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to be tied down with Vermont or Massachusetts
like I said,
Connecticut.
I think Vermont's the only state that I could maybe deal with. They're pretty left-leaning over there, but they do all have guns.
Yeah, and Vermont and Maine were in the Free State Project's 10 different states from which people could choose.
Right.
Neither of Vermont or Maine made it into the top three in the voting, so it's not like people actually wanted to choose them. It was, if I recall correctly, it was New Hampshire overwhelmingly won, and then it was Wyoming, and then it was Alaska. So I don't remember what
Alaska,
came after that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember what came after that. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. But, yeah, I mean, I'm still happy to hear anybody talking about secession, even if it is the idea of all the New England states going together. It probably... Would it be worse to have that than the 50 states? I think it probably would still be a little bit better. You know, even if that's all that was on the table, if all that was, okay, this is what you get to choose, Conan. You either go with the six states from New England, right? So Rhode Island, I'm going to presume it's Rhode Island.
No, I don't want the six states.
Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, all leave together or you stay with the United States. What's your choice?
I'll go the six states, I guess.
Yeah, see, that's kind of how
I'll still be working for the one state out.
To leave.
But you know what? We're talking about what it would take. And you can already see it just here at the local level here in Keene. For this whole year.
I'd choose the United States, by
would
the way.
You?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You spent time in Connecticut, so you probably know a thing or two.
Yeah. And think about it. Add together all those states except for New Hampshire, and what you get is a socialist
super lefty
hellhole.
Yeah.
And by
point.
The way, and I don't want to do any of this, and I've said this before, I don't want to do any of this until Texas does it first.
Wait, why would you want to go first? What if New Hampshire
gets
the seat first?
Because I want to sneak off while they're dealing with Texas. Let them have their civil war, the feds versus the South again, and we could be like, you know what? We're just going to sneak off.
It's going to be over here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what would happen to the costs of foods in this six-state thing when you sell off all the farmland, you know, essentially in the middle of America and access to those resources, and you become your own country that then has to actually negotiate and, you know, enter into, like,
I don't know, man. It doesn't cost a lot of money to get food from Mexico. Why would it be that much more expensive?
Because you have to go through the Midlands to get to you.
Yeah.
So they're having their war.
And I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about anything else that's also produced in the middle of America. You know, like...
Yeah, but they still want to sell their stuff.
Grain, corn, and soy.
Yeah, but now there's a negotiation, right? There's a negotiation with this new nation that they don't necessarily, you know, that they're not just...
You can negotiate with Canada, too. I mean, there's competition.
And how much food are they growing? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a limited growing season up there.
But as far as what it would take, here at the local level, here in Keene, the politicians have been screaming about how the state of New Hampshire isn't sending back... all the money, they promised
to
send back. Here, and I've been arguing for this at an individual level since I've moved here, and everyone's like, shut up, libertarian. But now look at these hypocritical politicians. The state's not giving us back our money. Oh, and the feds do the same. They're trying to write up new regulations, new ordinances. Some municipalities are talking about suing the state.
Mm.
And, of course, this is probably why Sanud came and dropped off this huge-ass check for the to the school,
which they
are not going to pay off any of their debts. They're gonna spend it on wish list projects that they've had in the back burner forever and ever. So it's not our taxes aren't actually going to go down, even though we get this big fat check.
No, of course not.
But I mean, it's happening. It's about money, and it's about the taxpayer suffering, and the politicians we're all about the taxpayers, and this is what we ran for.
Well, the politicians just want the money.
They want to fund their projects.
Right, they want their city on the
side of the hill, their dream, their legacy. And this is part of it.
If
they don't have the money, they can't have their shining city.
Let's talk to John. He's on the line in Virginia, watching on YouTube. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Conan.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, John.
I really don't care about anything going on over in Britain. You know, that's a cluster F, you know.
Mm.
But anyway, I heard you. I'm watching you on YouTube, by the way. And I'm Johnny Doe VA on that chat on there. Well, anyway, you're talking about... any of the states succeeding from the union, we're never going to see that.
Why?
First of all, I'm almost 60 years old. I'm a United States Marine Corps combat veteran, and originally I'm from New Jersey. I was a narcotics advice cop there for a good number of years. And
sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many lives do you think you ruined?
Well, I tell you. I got a 13 confirmed count. I don't know the rest of it when it rained.
13 confirmed?
I'm not gung-ho.
I didn't ask how many you ended. I said, how many did you ruin?
He was talking about as a cop, as a vice cop, a narcotics cop, where you put peaceful people behind bars who haven't harmed anyone else.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, fellas, because actually I resigned, okay?
Oh, good.
I resigned. And I had a YouTube channel, and they got rid of it because actually I was exposing people, okay? So you don't need to jump on me for that. Actually, I'm one of the cops that's involved. And marijuana should be illegal. I'm part of that organization.
Good. I'm glad to hear that you say that. Now, do you agree that all other drugs should also be legal, that prohibition should be ended?
Well, I tell you, I'm a little bit conflicted about that, but I'm going to tell you something, and this is only my opinion now. If all these things were legal, I truly believe that it wouldn't be as bad as it is now.
I agree.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, it makes total sense. I mean, for instance, crack cocaine probably never would have come into existence if cocaine itself wasn't prohibited.
Let me tell you something. Crack exploded, okay? I mean, it exploded. And if you really want to get into it, the things that I was exposing on my YouTube channel, okay? And my undercover name, okay, was Eastland. Now, the thing is, if you only knew who was bringing these drugs in, okay?
Yeah, the CIA.
We've heard a lot of stories.
The cocaine import agency.
let me check this out. This fentanyl, right? Okay. Now, if you're a drug dealer and you're putting fentanyl in your heroin and people are dropping like flies, well, who's going to be your repeat customers?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Where is that fentanyl coming from, brother? Because it's not coming from China. They want to blame China.
Mm.
It's not coming
from
China.
You think it's the government?
It's the United States government, brother. Let me tell you something, okay? Just let me get off the drugs and I'll get back to that.
All right.
But here in Virginia, I live in Roanoke, Virginia, okay? Roanoke County, actually, because I live rural. But the thing is, last election for the president, right? Well, my wife and I, we go down there to the Glenver Middle School to vote. And you got to show your ID. Now, my wife, they told my wife that she couldn't vote because she already voted. They said she sent in an absentee ballot. That never occurred.
Ooh, okay.
That never occurred. So anyway, you know, she had to fill out this paper, and we had to go down to the election, whatever the hell you call it, you know. She had a lady down there within 3 days. Well, why? If you believe in the government and you believe in the election process, it's all BS, okay?
It is all BS. Hold that thought, John. If you can, we'll let you finish your story on the way here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Former vice cop. Sounds like he might be against the war on drugs. I like to hear that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. Coming up, Fortnite addictions have resulted in a lawsuit against the company that makes the game up in Canada. Plus, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Edge Wallet, the best cryptocurrency wallet out there. It's the one that I use more often than any other. I just used it today. Actually, I had some food over at the delicious local burger here in town. We actually can spend cryptocurrency in real life here in Keene. And, you know, Bitcoin's very useful in a lot of ways. Cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others. There's a couple dozen options that you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold with your Edge wallet. It's available for iOS and Android. You can just go and download it from your app store. Or you can go to edge.app if you want to learn more about the technology behind Edge. Go to edge.app. That's their website. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. As we continue here. Yes, Conan.
By the way, I load up Twitch, lrn.fm Twitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what? Oh, it's Fortnite.
It's an advertisement for Fortnite. So let's go back to John. He's a former cop in Virginia, originally called to talk about secession. And I want to get back into that topic, John, but you were telling us a story about your wife was told when she went to go vote that she had already voted via absentee, which was a surprise to her. And you were telling us what happened there.
And that is absolutely true. Here's what happened. We have 8 grandchildren. And I have 3 daughters in their 30s, and my oldest is a registered nurse. So my wife watches the kids, and she didn't know if she was going to be able to make it to vote for the presidential election. Okay. So she had an absentee ballot sent to the house here. Well, it never was sent in. I actually have it locked up in my gun safe, okay? It was never sent in. I still have it to this day. So when that happened down there at the Glenbrook Middle School here, and we had to go see the lady down there at the registrar's office within 3 days, which we did. But now what I did, I went in on Facebook. I went and messaged 2 reporters at WSLS-10, and they would, matter of fact, they never even responded to me. Now, there's one congressman here that actually grew up with my wife, okay?
Okay, but before you go deeper into the story here, I mean, I want to ask you a question about what you've been saying so far. She did ask for an absentee ballot. She received it, but she never actually sent it in. She went and tried to vote, and they told her, well, no, we can't do that because you voted absentee. Even though, so they didn't have any record of her actually sending the ballot in. Yeah, they only had a record of them sending it to her.
I still have it as we speak. She never sent it in. I got it.
Wow.
You know, I could actually, I could email you. You know, I could take a picture of it and email it to you. It was never sent in.
So where did this end up? I mean, how did this shake out when everything was said and done? Like when you met with whoever you needed to meet with? Let's cut the story short here.
Well, the lady at the registrar's office, the election registrar's office, they wouldn't give us any information, and as far as they're concerned, okay, so when she went and voted at the polling place, that's going to be her vote, but they would not explain anything.
Wait, I thought they didn't let her vote at the polling place.
They didn't let her vote, but she had to fill out a paper.
Okay, so she was able to vote. Okay, well, for a moment there, I thought that she was denied to be able to vote at all, in which case you probably would have had some sort of lawsuit that you could have filed. Let's get back to secession. Conan, you wanted him to answer a question about what he'd originally called about?
Yeah, you're very adamant that no state will leave the union, and I was curious as to why you think that.
That's never going to happen. You know, our country, okay, like I said, I'm almost 60 years old. The world has changed. Our country has changed. You've got a bunch of snowflakes out there, okay? And I'm not, you know, I'll tell you right now, I voted for Trump, but I'm actually not a Republican. I never was a Republican. I'm actually a libertarian, okay?
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, I mean, it was, you know, as my granddad used to say, the lesser evil, you know? And there's no sense voting. And this is also my thing.
So hold on, but are you saying that people aren't going to secede because there's too many snowflakes around? Is that your reason?
Here's the thing. No. Now you're trying to spin my words.
I just want to know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, the secession from the union is a very big process. Now, look what's going on in California right now, okay? California, that's a cluster F, too. Now, take, for example, here in Roanoke County, there is the county board of supervisors. So you got five people sitting up there actually making law. You know, they're coming up with these ordinances, and recently it was one that you cannot get this. This is something here. This will prove what I'm saying because the government's infiltrated, even locally, all the way up to the top. So the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors several months back had come up with a county ordinance that you're not allowed to sleep or live in your vehicle. But here's the catch, brother.
Ooh.
Even on private property.
Oh, man.
Yes,
okay, but how does that have anything to do with secession? I mean, that's terrible that they would do that. But
it has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with it.
What if your vehicle's a motorhome?
I think that's actually probably
that's the purpose
of this. People sleeping in their travel trailers and stuff.
They want to put a stop to that.
No. They're saying your vehicle, your car. You know, I mean, and I know people who were homeless. And they would sleep up there at the Walmart down there in Salem, okay?
But you got to make this make sense to me as to what that ordinance has anything to do with what you're saying, which is people are less likely or not interested in leaving the United States.
It has everything to do with it because you're not going to get enough people to agree to succeed from the U.S.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a big challenge. I definitely agree with you there. John, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And that goes back to what you were saying, Conan. If people
exactly
are comfortable.
The normies are still comfortable. And the only way to get them out of it is
breadlines.
And it will happen. And the soy boys and the snowflakes, yeah, they're not gonna have guns.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna have their automobiles. And they're gonna have their pitchforks. And they're going to be out there throwing rocks through windows. So, yeah, I mean,
why is it that only the 1% of the 1% has bread?
But here's the biggest point to make about the soy boys. They're the ones who are going to be left with all of the debt and nothing. They're not going to have their Social Security. They're not going to have a medical care system that even works for them. They're just going to have debt.
Let me be clear, though. They will at least have free schooling.
That taught them to be good indoctrinated button pushers.
Okay, but wait, you're saying only the soy boys are going to have to pay the debt? I'm pretty sure the government's going to try to force that on everybody they can get away with.
Oh yeah, here's the difference. The three of us in this room, Generation X, and a little, you're kind of a millennial. We're
technically Xennials.
We're
Xennials.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least we know how to do things. At least I do. At least I consider myself to be a jack of all trades. Out there, you know.
I can build a computer.
I can do that too.
You guys are lost too.
Yeah.
I try to do as much as possible to cut out the middleman and to learn all these things myself, because I know this is coming down the pike. This is going to be.
I'm looking for someone to install a ladder up to my attic currently. Can you do that? Can I hire you?
Well, I. There's a possibility we'll start doing the break.
I might have to move a fire alarm, though, so there's probably some electrical and code
stuff.
Wait,
you don't own your house. You're renting, right?
No, I own.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that during the break. Yeah, so we're all going to be stuck with this debt, but at least we are capable of adapting, of learning new things, whereas some of these kids, these trophy, every kid gets a trophy kids, they don't know how to do anything. I mean, they can change clock on the VCR.
That's one of the things about young people is they get a lot of credit for being all technologically sound, but they really don't know what they're doing. Like, they may know how to use their phone, but they don't know anything about, like, the settings in the phone. They don't know, like, any of the actual, like, back end, how things work.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how, like, I just plugged into the Wi-Fi when I got here to the studio this evening. Back in the day, 15 years ago, that was an ordeal.
It was,
you know, hooking up to online. Whereas right now, all you have to do, your phone is already hooked, is already plugged, is already installed that way.
Yeah. Good luck getting one of these Xennials.
I was having a conversation with my girlfriend who's younger than me. Like, she's actually 1 year younger.
Is she a Z or a millennial?
She would be millennial.
Just at the end. She's at the tail end.
83 is the cutoff for X and Y.
She
depends who you ask.
She's about 1 year younger than my brother, who passed away, would have been. And I was having a conversation with her, you know, specifically because I remember, you know, growing up with my brother about how this generation grew up with the opportunities to learn. They grew up with search engines and just, you know, I was kind of lamenting the fact that if I had had access to that amount of information when I was younger, I was one of these, you know, kids that wanted to learn and just couldn't necessarily get access to the information.
All you had was the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We can continue on young people and technology and conflicts. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.